All right, everybody. I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Tuesday, September 8th. I hope you all had a lovely Labor Day yesterday. As most of you know, I did not do a stimulus update yesterday because there was not really anything that newsworthy. I didn't want to slap the word stimulus update on a video. That would probably just be me repeating stuff we've already covered or just coming up with new speculations. But I still did make a video yesterday about some arguments for and against schools reopening for in-person learning. Be sure to check that video out if you missed it. Link at the top of the screen. But today, we do have some interesting stimulus and COVID-19 relief news because this morning, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell came out swinging in a new statement about COVID relief, stating that today, Senate Republicans will be releasing their new stimulus bill focusing on healthcare, education, and economics. McConnell said that this bill does not contain every idea our party likes and that he is confident that Democrats will feel the same. That is, it won't contain every idea that Democrats like. But he goes on to say that Republicans believe the many serious differences between our two parties should not stand in the way of agreeing where we can agree and making law that helps our nation. McConnell said he will be seeking a vote on this bill as early as this week. That's not all he said in a statement, though. He had some fighting words for Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. McConnell said Speaker Pelosi and Leader Schumer said a targeted deal on jobless benefits and the Paycheck Protection Program would be piecemeal. But then Speaker Pelosi came rushing back to pass the most piecemeal bill imaginable, Postal Service legislation that completely ignored the health, economic, and education crises facing families. Everything Speaker Pelosi and Leader Schumer have done suggests one simple motivation. They do not want American families to see any more bipartisan aid before the polls close on President Trump's re-election. They have taken Americans' health, job, and schools hostage for perceived partisan gain. McConnell did not spare the rank-and-file Democrats either. During the third week of August, many of my stimulus updates involved telling you what average everyday Democratic congressmen and congresswomen were saying about stimulus, that they would be fine with a smaller, more targeted bill. Yeah, many of them would prefer the HEROES Act, but if a smaller targeted bill is what it takes to get something done now for their constituents, they would go for it. And they were basically pleading with Pelosi to move forward with some narrower relief bill than the $3.4 trillion HEROES Act. Pelosi, of course, said, no, let's vote on the post office. And McConnell looked at them in his new statement, these rank-and-file Democrats, stating, last month, more than 100 House Democrats publicly asked Speaker Pelosi to stop stonewalling and let them vote on targeted COVID-19 relief. She ignored them, just like her piecemeal postal legislation ignored American families. I'll make sure every Senate Democrat who has said they'd like to reach an agreement gets the opportunity to walk the walk. McConnell is essentially saying, all right, Democrats, those of you who say you'd be open to a smaller bill, your own party's not going to do it, but we are. And here's your chance to prove that you meant what you said. Will you go across party lines? Will you do what your leaders, Pelosi and Schumer, do not want you to do because they do not want to lose negotiating leverage? And will you vote to advance this bill to a final vote? Because remember, 60 votes are needed for cloture in the Senate to end debate and move the bill to a final vote and avoid a filibuster. So McConnell's coming out swinging. I don't know if we, as in you and me, will see this bill today. McConnell said Republicans will introduce it today. Sometimes that means the public doesn't see it for a day or two afterward, but who knows, maybe we will. I imagine we'll have at least more money for PPP, the liability protection that McConnell is a huge, huge fan of, probably money in there for COVID-19 testing in schools. But of course, we haven't seen this bill yet. And of course, the big question is, will stimulus checks be in there? Because it's strange, right? Like we're hearing from Mnuchin, from Meadows, from the White House about stimulus checks. Meadows just mentioned them today on Fox Business. I'll show you a clip in there. I'll share with you my thoughts on that. But we don't hear that enthusiasm for stimulus checks from Senate Republicans. Anyway, Mark Meadows was on Fox Business this morning. He said he is more optimistic about a stimulus agreement being reached than he has been in a long time. Here's the clip.
So the Congress comes back this week. What can we expect from the Senate this week?
Well, I think the Senate is not only going to hit the ground running, but actually they've been working over the break when they were back home in their districts working. I know as late as 9 o'clock last night, I was on the phone with a couple of senators as well as Senate leadership to make sure that we put forth a bill coming out of the Senate that at least provides a foundation for getting an agreement. I can tell you that there's more that we agree upon than what we disagree upon. And I think it's time that we put politics aside, pass this stimulus, actually allow it to come to the president's desk. He's not only encouraged us, but he's daily checking in to make sure that we're staying engaged to hopefully get relief to the American people. When we look at enhanced unemployment, when we look at what we can do for schools, when we look at what we can do for those small businesses and direct stimulus checks, I think there's broad scale agreement on that. And right now, the thing that's the stumbling block is aid to state and local governments. Again, if we can push back and say, let's come together on what we agree upon, it'll provide a foundation for getting there.
So you do believe that we will see another stimulus package before the election then, Mark? Well,
I do,
sure.
And you know, I do. I'm not sure, obviously, but I do believe that we'll see that only because I've had a number of conversations, probably a dozen, sometimes a day, with different rank and file members. And when you listen to them, they're listening to their constituents. If we will just listen to the American people and meet those needs, like the President of the United States is doing, I think we get there. And I'm more optimistic, perhaps today, than I've been in a long time.
So Meadows paints a picture of Senate Republicans working hard on their new bill. He said that Trump is daily checking in for status updates. And then Meadows mentions four items: enhanced unemployment, schools, small businesses, and stimulus checks. And he said there is large-scale agreement on those. The big sticking point is state and local government, as we know. Now, I'm not optimistic that stimulus checks will be included in the Republicans' new bill, but Meadows is saying that he's been in touch with Senate Republicans. He said he was on the phone with them late last night about their new bill. And then he brings up stimulus checks. Is this a clue that, contrary to everyone's opinion, stimulus checks will be included in this Republican bill? Because remember, White House has been a big fan of stimulus checks, right? Especially Trump and Mnuchin. They bring them up from time to time. And to some degree, Mark Meadows. But Senate Republicans have not really indicated that, by and large, they're open to another round, though Mitch McConnell has mentioned it before. But frankly, if this new/modified skinny bill is as low as $500 billion, as some have speculated, I don't think we'll see stimulus checks there. If it's significantly more than that, maybe closer to $1 trillion, it's a possibility. But if it's anything like the previous draft skinny bill we saw, we might be looking at something at closer to $500 billion, unfortunately. Nevertheless, Meadows juxtaposing his statement that he was talking to Senate Republicans, putting the finishing touches on their new bill last night, and then mentioning stimulus checks in almost the same breath, that's intriguing to say the least. Not a slam dunk, but that's intriguing. That's as far as I'll say. Now, later on in the interview, Maria asked Mark whether he thinks we'll see another stimulus package before the election. He said he's not sure, but he thinks that we could see another stimulus package passed before Election Day. So those are good signs, positive vibes, good vibes, if you want to put it that way. Senate is obviously back in session today. House is back next week, and I'm hopeful. I really am. It's just my big fear is that election year politics might poison some of these good vibes. Let me just put that delicately. Of course, we had Trump yesterday being quite vocal that he believes Democrats don't want to do another stimulus relief bill due to the election coming up. All right, moving on to unemployment. Yesterday, FEMA approved Kansas for the benefit, leaving only Nevada, which just submitted its application last Tuesday. Nebraska, which just submitted its application last Friday. And the District of Columbia, which said it would apply last week, though I haven't yet seen any indication that it actually has applied. The deadline to apply, of course, is this Thursday. But Nevada, Nebraska, and the District of Columbia are only jurisdictions that have not yet been approved, other than, of course, South Dakota, which will not be applying, according to the governor there. All right, everybody, that is my stimulus and unemployment update for today. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.